All right, I'll update you on the injuries. Jaron Mastrud injured his wrist in the game. He should be fine. Miles Burris has an ankle sprain, which we'll have to see how he's doing when he comes back in on Wednesday. And then Charles Woodson injured his ribs. But I anticipate that he'll be fine. So that's really where we're at on the injury front. You know, we're not going to stand up here and make any type of excuses. We didn't play well enough in the game the other day. There was a lot of areas that we did some good things, but overall, you know, you can't allow that many explosive plays on defense. You can't open up the game with a long kickoff return to give them the ball at the 49-yard line. You can't turn the ball over seven times and expect to beat a good football team, a team that's a playoff football team. We recognize that. We understand that. You know, I thought our players, it wasn't from a lack of effort, wasn't from a lack of trying. We have to play better. They fought back. We put ourselves again in position and battled back. But, you know, then you give up another explosive play on defense, and then you compound that with, you know, a negative play on the special teams. It takes all the momentum that you had just gathered, and you throw that right out the window. So we've got to do a better job. We got to regroup. And there's no magic. There's no magic formula. There's no magic wand that you can wave. You only get through this through hard work. And we got to go back to work this week. And we got to get ready for San Diego.
Concerning is that defense seems to be getting worse as the year goes on. Last year, you had problems earlier in the season. They got better. They finished pretty strong defensively. How concerning is that?
Well, it's concerning. You know, it's very concerning. And it's frustrating because, you know, at times we've played really good defense this year. We've played outstanding defense at times this year. As a matter of fact, last time we played these guys, we played outstanding defense. But we haven't done that as of late. Really, the last couple of ball games in the second half of the Dallas game, we didn't play. We haven't played well on defense. That's something that we've got to get corrected. And listen, we're going to work extremely hard. We're going to do whatever we have to do to try to get that done because we need to play better, and we have played better.
Is some of this, you have to blitz so much, or you do blitz so much, you're going to give up some plays behind it, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, that's part of it. That's part of it. We've got a very aggressive scheme, and we like to do, you know, some different things, and sometimes that does open you up to some vulnerabilities. You know, we didn't let the ball get down the field on you, and that's generally what you worry a little bit more with the, you know, aggressive type schemes. But, you know, we had three different calls on three different screens, and one was a, you know, vision defense, one was a match defense, and one was a man-to-man defense. So, you know, we've got to recognize that those things are coming. We've got to understand that. We've got to do a great job of tackling in space. That's an area that we've got to work to improve on because, you know, we can't let screens behind the line of scrimmage go for big gains like that. We've got to find ways to get those guys down.
Was this a better team in week one and two than it is now?
I think we've played better at times this year than what we've played collectively as a group the last couple of weeks. You know, I don't know if I'd say it was a better team. I think it's the same team, but I do think that we've got to, you know, we've hit a little bit of a rut and we got to pull out of it.
I think everybody's looking for signs of progress or possibly lack of progress. Just generally, what areas do you think this team has shown progress just from last year?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, I've talked about this before, and, you know, ultimately we're responsible for winning football games, and I think we all understand that. I do think there's areas where this team has improved. You know, we're running the ball exceptionally well. We're getting a lot of explosive plays down the field in the passing game. I think our offensive line has done a better job over the last, you know, probably month of the season, both in the run game and in protection. We've gotten some young wide receivers that are stepping up and making some plays for us. You know, obviously we can't have the turnovers like we had in the game yesterday. Defensively, we've hit a little bit of a slump over the last couple weeks, but like I said, at times we've played really good on defense. We've played better against the run this year. We've gotten more pressure on the quarterback. And up until the last couple of weeks, we really had limited the explosive plays. So We just got to get back to the basics and do the things that we know we can do, that we have done throughout the season, and we got to be able to execute those things as we play these last two games.
How much of the recent struggles are on the players, and how much of it is on the coach?
Well, we're all part of it. Okay, we're all part of it. And we're not in the blame game. We're not in the pointing fingers game. That's for everybody else to do. Our job is to come together as a group, coaches and players. We're in the solution business, not in the creating problem business. And that's what we got to go work to do, is find the solutions to alleviate the problems.
If it wasn't for a lack of trying, Dennis, or a lack of effort, as you said, is it a lack of talent that you guys need to coach up better?
Well, listen, I think you're always trying to be better from a talent standpoint. These are our football players, and they've given us everything they have this year, and they're going to continue to give us everything we have. And we as coaches, you know, we got to continue to try to put them in the best positions that they can have success. You don't win football games just by coaching. You don't win football games just by playing. It's a combination of both. And we're not going to let anybody drive a stake between us.
Quarterback position, you've mentioned evaluation. Obviously, two young quarterbacks. Have you gotten an evaluation of these guys? Is there at least progress in that term, saying you've got the quarterback position moved ahead of where it was in training camp?
Well, we've obviously got an evaluation on both of these guys. And I think both these guys have shown signs of being a quarterback in the National Football League. I don't think either one of them's a finished product yet, and we're still going to look at these last two games and try to see what we have and. You know, see what we need to do going into the future.
But by saying that Matt, by starting McGloin as much as you've had and saying he's going to start this one, have you pretty much done your evaluation of Pryor?
We're still looking at it. You know, we're still looking at it. And we want to still be able to use Terrell, in certain situations. But Matt's our starting quarterback. I think he's earned that right, and he's gone in and played well. He didn't play well the other day. He made some mistakes. I think he's leading the league since he's been the starting quarterback in explosive passes down the field. So there's been positives there. It's tough to learn from those rookie mistakes and those young mistakes. Those are it hurts for all of us.
If turnovers cost both Flynn and Pryor their jobs, is it the explosive plays which keep McGloin in the starting role, or why does he get that?
Well, listen, it's all of it. It's all of it concerned, and this was the one game where, obviously he made multiple mistakes, and you don't like it. None of us like it, but that happens. I don't think you can just waver back and forth on, this week, this guy's the quarterback. Next week it's this guy. I think we're going to go with McGloin, and we'll continue to use Terrell.
It's hard to ignore, the boos yesterday, and obviously that's just fan frustration, but can you really blame them?
No, listen, I understand, all right? This is a loyal, passionate fan base, and they're hungry for wins. And I understand that, and I think our whole team understands that. I think our organization understands that. Nothing's gonna waver me or us from what the process is and what the plan is. We're trying to put the best product on the field that we can put on the field, and we're going to continue to do that. And I understand the fans' frustration. We have the same frustration. We want to win. Unfortunately, we just hadn't been able to get it done.
Gain from the shuttling back and forth, putting Pryor in for a few plays here and a few plays there?
We continue to make the defense have to work on a different skill set and a different set of plays. And I believe that opens up some things for us in the running game when we're able to do those things. I think when Terrell's been in the game, we've had some success and been able to move the ball. And so I think that's something that as we move forward, we'll continue to look for different ways that we can utilize both of those players to give us a chance to have success on offense. And if you take away the turnovers from the game the other day, which you can't, we did have success on offense. We did move the ball. We did have explosive games. We scored the most points that we've scored all season. So, you get caught up in the negatives, and obviously the biggest negative is we didn't win the football game. But I do see some positives.
How involved has Reggie been in just specifically the quarterback conversation?
He hasn't been involved as far as any type of decision making on what we do or how we play those guys. He's hired me to coach the football team. He's allowed me to coach the football team. Now, do we have discussions? Absolutely. We talk about everything. So there's been discussions, but at no point has he ever, said, you need to do this or do that.
How comfortable are you with the way you guys have evaluated quarterbacks? I know it's a different position. You brought in Flynn, didn't work out. Draft Wilson, up and down there. How good are you guys, you think, in evaluating quarterbacks?
Well, hey, listen, sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes mistakes are made. But I don't think that's – listen, I'm very confident in Reggie McKenzie and the personnel staff of being able to evaluate football players, quarterbacks, offensive linemen, defensive linemen. I'm very confident in his ability to do that. I'm very confident in our ability as a coaching staff to be able to do that. We've seen something in Matt McGloin that we like that we think, there's something there as a quarterback. And I think he's proven that. I also think he's proven that he's still a young player and he's going to make some mistakes. But I'm very confident in our ability to evaluate all positions.
I think you were in New Orleans when you guys signed Breeze, right? Do you remember that? Were you watching that process? Do you remember how that went? Would you like to mirror that process with this team?
Well, I'd love to have Drew Breeze. that's part of the process. And I was there when that all happened. And really, we got Drew Breeze really because of an injury standpoint. Because of an injury situation, and it worked out great for that organization, and he was able to bring a world championship to that organization. So I think anytime you can have that quote unquote franchise quarterback, you look at all the great teams in the league that have been at the top of the league for a long period of time, all of them had that great franchise quarterback, and that's what everybody in the league's striving to get.
Do you feel like you have to do anything else over the next two games to really kind of make that case for progress stronger?
Well, listen, my job doesn't change, okay? My job is to try to get this team better, to try to put a good product on the field, to help these guys, to put them in the best position that they can have success. That's what my job has been. That's been my job since day one, and that won't change. I'm not going to change my mindset. I'm not going to change my philosophy. I'm not going to change the process because that's what I believe in. And you got to stand for something. You got to believe in something, because if you don't, then you're doomed to fail. So I'm going to focus on the things that I got to do to try to help this football team win.
Based on the last 2 weeks, what gives you confidence that you can plug the lead the next 2 weeks?
Because we have. At times we've played really well. And been very competitive in games and had opportunities to win games. Obviously it's times like this that, you wish you had a couple of do-overs. But that's not the way the NFL works. And so, like I said, we've played good offense at times, and we've played not so good at times. We've played good defense at times. We've played not so good at times. We've played good on special teams at times. We've played not so good at times. All right? What gives me confidence is because we have. And I know that we have it in us.
Did you see anything from McFadden on Friday or Saturday that would lead you to believe he might be able to ready to go?
After talking to H-Rod, it looks like he'll be able to be out of practice on Wednesday. So that's my anticipation going forward.
Have you guys got as much out of this draft class as you expected?
Well, obviously, injuries have really hurt the draft class. D.J. Hayden, obviously, with injury, has hurt. Not having Latavius Murray is hurt. Menelik Watson missing the time that he missed has hurt. I feel very confident in the draft class that we have. C.O. Moore, I think, has had a very good year. Unfortunately, some of these injuries have limited what some of these guys can do.
What What about Vance Walker? Do you anticipate him starting to go through the protocol?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. I'll have to check with H-Rod on that. I don't know the answer to that.
Do you have talks with Mark Davis during the season? Do you worry about what he's thinking or his input? Or?
No, I don't. You know, Mark and Reggie talk quite often, and most of my communication happens with Reggie, and then Mark and Reggie communicate.